blessing your name. Oh, I thank God for this fellowship we have. The fellowship with you, Father. The fellowship, praise God, when we gather in Jesus' name that He's here. He's here in the midst. And Lord, we fellowship, God, not as servants, even beyond friends. Lord, we're in the day and the age you've brought forward a doctrine, a message, a proposal, hallelujah, that we fellowship in today. The fellowship of the bridegroom and the bride. Thank you again. Oh, for this heights of this calling. Lord, continue to enlighten eyes. Wake us up. God, help us to quit being distracted. Lord, that we have that single heart of full purpose, first love to go unto you, and fervent love to kiss you. Thank you for the kisses of your mouth. Lord, it's quickening me. Lord, thank you for this strength. Thank you, God, that we're not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's just power and power beyond power. And Lord, let us walk in it a little bit more today. God, get us ready. And Lord, even so, come quickly. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise be to God. Open your Bibles here today to 2 John. 2 John. Praise God. And there in 2 John, in the verse 8, look to yourselves. That's interesting. He must have something he's trying to tell us about ourselves, huh? Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Look to yourselves that we lose not those things which we have wrought, but that we receive a full reward. Now, it really is beyond expression. It's beyond words, comprehension, how wonderful the intense passion of our Lord that we elect. We are the elect of God. Do you know that? This is, praise God, let's get into this now. I believe that we have received that precious message of Paul as Timothy did. And in 2 Timothy 2:10, he says, elect of God. Elect of God, listen to this, that you not only finish with salvation, but that you finish with salvation with eternal glory. Listen to that. What's that mean to you? Huh? Praise God? Well, it means to me that there's more. There's the much the more. There's a double portion more. Thanks be to God that I'm seated in the heavens in Christ right now. But by the grace of God, He wants me to take the place of not just seated, but ruling and reigning together with Him in the midst of the throne glory as His wife forever. Hallelujah. Now that's passion. And it's all over the Word of God. See, He doesn't want us to just have white robes, but He wants us in a Shekinah, all glorious, righteousness of saints, wedding dress glory. A white so stellar, stunning, beyond our visual comprehension that only the Spirit could give us that vision because it's transparent. A very glory like unto His own, the morning star. Not just a joyful finish. Not just a joyful finish. Now that'd be awesome, amen? This day and age, I talk to Christians all the time. If I just had any joy. Well, He's not going to give you just a joyful finish, but a full joy finish. He didn't say just get a goodly portion. I want to be like that brother that says, I want a double portion. You're asking for way too little from God, aren't you? Oh, you say, well, I'm asking and asking. Well, you're asking for the wrong thing. He wants you to ask and desire, praise God, the very desire of His heart. Amen. And let me ask you something. Could you ask above what God could ask? Could you have a desire above what God could desire for your life? Could you have a value and something that you believe that is of more treasure than what God's value and treasure and meaning is for your life? You know it. You know the answer to all of that, isn't that? And if it wasn't for His grace and mercy, I'd just bow my head and be ashamed. But because of His grace and mercy, I lift my head and I say, thank You. Because this is Your plan to deal with a knucklehead like me. To deal with somebody that'll have a stiff neck like me. That's going to hit my head against the wall thousands upon thousands of times. And yet You never move. And I never leave Your arms. And You're always looking right into my eyes. And You're telling me, I love You, I love You, I love You, I love You. Lovest Thou me? Oh, He's a God of love, isn't He? Amen. Now, see, we don't just come in here and this ain't a milk fest. Oh, no, 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 no. He gave you a double row of teeth. We're in here eating strong meat by the grace of God. See, He didn't have desire for us to just be an heir of God. Oh, no. If it was just about heirship, my goodness, brothers and sisters, we'd all been gathered up now. Because there wouldn't be any more. But He's about the more. He's about the exceeding riches of His grace. He's about the exceeding riches of His glory. And so it's more than an heir. He wants you to be a joint heir. A joint heir. Together with Him. A joint heir as a husband and wife. That's Romans 8. And by the way, every other place in the Word of God, when you get those Paul Gospel goggles on. But a joint heir. Equal. With Him in glory and encouragement and reigning and all of these different things. See, people get, oh, what do you mean that equal? It's a wife. Matter of fact, she said, the woman is the glory of man. Brothers need to receive that. I think we would honor and love our wives more, wouldn't we? Amen. But I'm going to tell you something. God, this is about His Son. And what He has for His Son. See, His Son doesn't want a servant wife. I did not marry my wife to serve me. I married my wife because I love her. And if anything, as I've grown to love her even more and more, that's when I want to serve her. And there isn't anybody I want to serve, believe it or not, more than my wife. Isn't that something? He wants us to love Him, doesn't He? Oh, He wants us to enter into that courtship and realm. Woo! I love Him. Oh, I love Him. I love Him. I love Him. See, this isn't just called. Oh, no, He didn't just call me. He called me to press. To be pressed. He called me for a mark, for a prize, for the high calling of God. High calling, Son of Christ Jesus. Now, there is no doubt. There's no doubt what He's after for us. There's no doubt what He is after in us for this age. And I'm thankful to God. There isn't anybody that's going to contest that in here. There is. You're not. Because His Word's all too powerful. You've already been slayed. And it's wonderful. Isn't it wonderful to surrender to him and just say, Lord, you're right. Your word is right. See, he's not after a child. Child's going to fuss. Child's going to complain. Child's going to rebel. No. But I'll tell you what, that's how all of us were born. Isn't that something? See, we aren't just born mature. Oh, a lot of God's precious people, including me at times. Oh, I know it all. Nobody teach me nothing. Well, I sat under brother this and that. And I'm from sister this and so. Get low. Get low. Because he gives grace to the humble. Oh, God. He's not looking for a child. He wants a mature companion. Companion. Amen? Praise God. He had to wake those disciples up. He said, man, come on. I don't call you servants no more. You're my friends. I got enough angels. I want friends. And his father said, I want many sons. Aren't you thankful? He wasn't just an only child parent. I want many sons. But there's only one that's going to bring him to glory. Amen. Aren't you thankful for Jesus? Amen. See, that's our praise and rejoicing. That's all of everything that we are, ever hope to be. That's why there's oneness. There isn't anything else. There's nothing to talk about. It's just Jesus. Him. I am the Lamb. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. See, he didn't want just a little sister. Oh, no. He wants a mature, fully developed wife. And here it is in this verse. Comes back round again and again and again. There's no one else to look at. There's no excuses. There is no one to blame. Look to yourself. Look to yourself. What this means is examine yourself. What this means is be honest with yourself. What this means is, where are you? Where am I? In this most holy faith. See, don't let some of those things grab you. Well, what is most holy? Holy means set apart. What doctrine is the most set apart doctrine? The most faith, the most holy faith that there could be. It's called Paul's gospel. It's real simple. This is not difficult. Just receive it for what it is. Rightfully divide the word of truth. Amen? That most set apart is the bridal message. That's why people don't want to do it. They don't want to go there. They don't want to have anything to do with that because that's too far. Oh, that's too far. I'd rather get fast food. Oh, I don't want to drive all the way over there. I know that's a great steak. Come on, I know a lot of you. Got good appetites. Don't be eating that junk. Go get the best. Go on, amen. And really, that's what it is. It's not to be silly, but it's the truth. We're all about convenience, aren't we? Isn't that something? That's what it is. Spoiled. Oh, here, feed me. It is the truth, isn't it? Come on now. And this world is doing that more and more and more and more. Step out. By the grace of God, go on. Go unto him out from among the camp. How much clearer could he be? Amen? Yeah. Call that wife. What'd she have to do? Go to him. What did she depart from? A lot of good. A lot of wonderful things. A comfortable place. Even family. Family. Listen to this. Family. But there was a first love calling her that she didn't even wait another day. They were asking her to. They said, hey, look, could you hang around a little bit? Could we just, you know, reminisce a little bit more? What? And no, the Spirit was right there. That servant was right there telling her, this is it. This is it. This is it. This is it. Just like that wonderful mercy and grace has told us over and over and over every single day. This is it. This is it. This is it. And then, bam, there's going to be a trumpet blast. And then that time is going to be no more. And that wife, that Shulamite, is gone. And then all of those other daughters of Jerusalem, That's what they were called, those other virgins. They'd done virtuously. But see, they wanted to goof around and mess around with other stuff. They just did. They were even mocking her because they did. They got irritated with her. How could you love him like that? How could you love Jesus like that? How could you just want to hear this message? Huh? Well, this other message is preached in all of these other churches. Why wouldn't we just settle with that? Huh? Why wouldn't we just go ahead? That's all right. That's what everybody else wants. Everybody else is satisfied with that. Why don't we just sit and we're just through with you. But when she was gone, every one of them, you know what they cried? Return, return, O Shulamite. But she was gone. And she wasn't coming back. And that time was over. And we're right there. It's about over. It's about over. Huh? Come on. Now, where are you? Where am I in this most holy faith? And God help us, brothers and sisters. You know what? We've run well. I'm thankful to God. Hallelujah. But we're not patting each other on the back. Thank God for the grace of God that is with us. But you know what? Right now is not the time to make shipwreck of your faith. Right now is not the time to lose, to put it to ruin. You know how you put it to ruin? You step back from it. You know what happens? You take a weight and you don't lay it aside. You take something of this world, which you're not of this world. You're not. You're of Him. You're born of God. But I'm going to take something of this that's going to delay my departure. Huh? You ever been on a plane when they're all ready to go? Well, we overbooked. Had some big eaters on the plane. We got too many packages. I don't know whatever it is, but we've got to lighten her up so we have a delay. Let me tell you something. That first trump is not going to be delayed. It's not. It's right on time. And there's only going to be one time for it. And that's it. That's it. Now, again, are we holding this precious, wonderful message as the most dear and precious thing to our life? Look to yourself. Come on now, look to yourself. Those things which we have wrought, those things, praise God. I was thinking as we sang this morning, what a gathering, what a gathering. Well, I was in a real precious place this morning. I was over in that office. You ever been in my office, you're going to see all those precious pictures of the worthies of faith that have lived in this age. And I could just see them. Oh, what a gathering it's going to be. Looking at a picture of a Brother Copley and Sister Bodie and Brother Hill. What a gathering it's going to be. Oh, my goodness, Sister McGuire, Brother McLamb, what a gathering it's going to be. Oh, yes. But is this the most precious thing? Brothers and sisters, what we have wrought, acquired, labored for in the word of His grace, what He's produced in us. And what the warning is here, don't turn away. Don't turn to loss. Don't turn to devastation. Don't just get a reward. Go on and receive a full reward. Go on, go on. See, it's not just a reward, it's a full reward. It's a complete reward. How many times over and over and over and over and over in the Word of God does He have to tell you? There's more. There's more. There's more to walk through in the land. Somehow we don't want to wake up to it. But this is speaking of a complete Paul's gospel reward. A full reward, a filled up reward, a lacking nothing reward, a perfect reward. And you know where you have that reward? It's all right there in the bridal message. That's it. It's in no other thing. It's in no other place. That is the full reward. And the Word of God tells us, says, hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. See, you have this bridal message. You have this bridal message. You have it. It's been given. Amen. Nothing's been withheld in it. It's right there. But again, look to yourselves. Where are we with this? Is it the most dear thing to my heart? Is it my first love? Is this my joy? Is this my rejoicing? Well, I'm going to tell you something. It was just like Sister reminded me again. And I'm so grateful to God for his ministering saints. And you all minister by yielding to God. Know that. But I love Nehemiah on God's wall. See, he was encouraged at that time to build the wall. To build that wall. Isn't that something? Go build that wall. And there he is as he's built that wall and almost through. And he's standing on that wall. And he's standing up there and he keeps building the wall, building the wall, building the wall, building the wall. And it begins to bother people. Because that's all that guy's doing. He's just building the wall. And these ones come over and they say, you know what, come on down. Come on down. We want to talk to you. We want to inquire some things with you. We do. You can take a break. And he said, wait a second. Why should the work cease? Why should I come down to you? You got Paul's gospel? Why would you go down to something less? Come on. Because this is what God has offered. This is what God desires. This is what God has given. This is why he gave his son. You know that. This is this age. This is why Jesus ascended to the right hand of God. He didn't take the throne at that time. He's right now at the right hand of God. And he gave us, he sent the Holy Ghost to us. He had never done that before. He had never done that before. He told them that the Holy Ghost had been with you and he shall be in you. But he went, he ascended, and he personally sent the Holy Ghost for the purpose of this age. That not only would he be with us, but now he would be in us. In us. Filled with the Holy Ghost. That you could receive all truth that was coming. See, all truth was coming. And it was coming through the Apostle Paul. All truth. That dispensation. That said was hidden from men. That the prophets wrote about. They wanted to look into, but they couldn't understand. The angels wanted to see it. It wasn't meant for them. But they wrote those things for who? They wrote those things for me. You better take that as yours. Yeah, he wrote it for us. But that us got a good name on it. Me. He wrote them for me. He wrote them for you. Come on. And that Holy Ghost, the requirement to ever have the capacity to begin to dwell into that message, into that doctrine. Into that proposal. Hey, amen. This is reality. This is it. This is what's going to be forever. Everything else you hear in this life, it's temporal. It's another this. It's another this. It's just like what we're in right now. It's another 4 years. Well, another 4 years. Another four. Get out of 4 years. You better get into eternity. There's a lot of people into 4 years right now. And get out of that. Because that's a weight. That is an absolute weight. Know it. Know it. Why should I come down to you? Think the Lord was dealing with my heart? Why should I let anybody steal my joy? Huh? And all I could say is, praise be to God, I ain't coming off that wall. I am not coming off the wall. You either get up here on the wall, we'll have a lot of fellowship up here, but I'm not getting down there. I'm not going down there. I don't care if it's upsetting my family. I don't care if it's upsetting the family of God. I'm not going down there. Don't go down there. Stay on the wall. Now, brothers and sisters, this is it. And the reason it's it is because we're at the end. We are at the end. I pray that you can see this. We are at the end of it. And we are in full fight mode. And if you want to win him, here it is. Here it is. Revelation 22:12. Wrapping this up right now. Here we go. Come on. Revelation 22, 12. And behold, I come quickly. That's like, bam. It's going to happen. It's gone. It's a twinkling of an eye. It's a trumpet blast. Just like when he gets me excited like that. What did he say? I was sleeping. I saw some slumbering eyes over here. I didn't mean over there, over here. I was tired this morning too. I'm tired right now, but he's quickening me. I'm tired all the time. Come on, let's just be honest. But God. So now listen to this. Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. According as his work shall be. That means as what was accomplished in him. As what was his occupying. It's very clear. What we occupy in here upon this earth, how we occupy, what we occupy in the things of God is what you're going to occupy in over there. If you're a servant over here, you're going to be a palm waver over there. It's what it is. If you're, by the grace of God, one of them strange ones, you know, way out there from the camp, that's rejoicing in this ruling and reigning. You believe that there's just a little rib portion going to marry Jesus? You believe that stuff that those prophets spoke of a long time ago? Huh? Well, I'm going to tell you what. There's a midst of the throne glory awaiting for you. And it's going to be just like that. Amen? It ain't going to change. Hallelujah. It's what is here. You're going to rejoice in over there. The old adage, what does it say? What you put in is what you get out. Well, let me tell you something. What you let him put in you is what's going to come out. It's what's going to be made known. Oh, when the manifestation of the sons of God, they're going to stand back and say, oh my goodness, what did Jesus put in them? Huh? But see, they say that now. They say that now about them people. Oh, crazy ones. They've said that about my mom back there. That woman's a nut. She's about bridal truth. You start to ask some of these ones that mom, and again, that's just the grace of God with mom. Some of these precious brethren that have come in and different ones that have talked to my mother over time. Oh, well, you know, I got to leave the meeting for this and I got to. She sits there. What are you laughing at? I'm telling you, I'm going to leave. Oh, just go ahead. Go play that revolver. Just go play it. Go play it. Let me tell you something. You don't have time. And it's not laughing in a sense of looking down at you. It's laughing because you're being a silly child. Grow up. Grow up. I loved how we were raised. It was a different time. You know, when you start crying, oh, I remember that. Well, if you don't stop crying, we will give you something to cry about. Huh? Come on. So, you know what? I want it all. What do I want him to put in me? I want it all. I want it all. I want it all in me. I want to be filled with all the fullness of God. And you know the wonderful thing about our Lord is he is able and he is willing. But the whole question is here in so many different ways. But how about today? But will you stand on the wall? Will you stand on the wall? Really? And if you already got off the wall, listen, if you already got off the wall, get back on the wall. And if you got off the wall, God forbid you encourage anybody else to get off that wall. Don't go there. If you're going to defeat you, don't go defeating somebody else. Amen? Come on. Endure hardness as a good soldier. It's not a popular way. It ain't. But I'm so thankful he does it in us. Brothers and sisters, let's let him finish the good work. Let him accomplish that masterpiece of grace. By the grace of God, I've just been praying, Lord, just by your grace, let me just stay on the wall. I want to occupy as a readied wife. There are lots of people chirping right now. Chirp, 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 chirp. No, come on off the wall. Brother, you don't understand how I feel. You don't understand. I'm standing on the wall. I'm going to stand on the wall. I'm going to stand on the wall. Amen? Come on now. Daughters of Jerusalem had a lot of things to say. They had a lot of things to say. Amen. They had a lot of things to say, and that's just fine. That's a way to be quickened about it, honey. But they had a lot of things to say. But I'm not getting off the wall. All them familiar friends that knew better, going to encourage me and all these different things. Oh, well, you know, you don't have to put up with that, and you don't have to take that. You know what? I'm going to stand on the wall. It's a place. The watchmen, let them watch. Amen. Those sons of the prophets, chirp, chirp, chirp. Chirp, chirp, chirp. I'm not leaving that double portion. One thing that matters, just one. One. Lovest thou me more than these? Lovest thou me more than these? Really, come on, people. Lovest thou me more than these? Here's the one thing that matters. And it's the only thing he wants to hear. I do. I do. Praise God. Oh, yes. Let's stand and praise the Lord. Let's just praise him. Thank you, Jesus. Oh!